I always hated showering as a kid in middle school because you were open game for all the teasing and harassment. But guess what? In today's world, it's almost like showering with girls in the same locker room, in the same shower. That's just how unbelievable our culture has changed. And if you think I'm kidding, hang on, because that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. How are you doing? Hey, got people registering for the conference coming up July 9th. Excited about that. And if you don't know anything about the conference, first you should know that I'm Garth Heckman with the David Alliance. You can reach me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. If you have questions about the conference or anything going on, please let me know. Also, we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So on July 9th, we have a conference protector. I've been talking about it. I will talk about it all the way up until that time. You can find links on all of our social media. Also in the notes here on the podcast, make sure you check it out. Is your family worth fighting for? Are you prepared for the war that they are in? Do you have the tools? And it's, again, not just enough to love them or pray for them. You need to have tools, godly tools, that will help you and to help them make it through this war, to navigate through the attack that they're on physically, emotionally, sexually, socially, and spiritually. Make sure you check it out. It's $100 per family unit. You don't want to miss it. And today, we continue on with our The Family at War series. This is part three. And these are the things that you should be on alert for. So in light of the upcoming conference, I'm talking about some of these things. They're a little bit of a sneak peek. I can't give you full disclosure. It would take way too much time. But again, all the more reason you need to come to that conference. So here we go. Number three today is the attack on our family is the ease of access to pornography. That shouldn't come as a shock to anyone unless you've been living on an island for some reason. And then if you have been, well, welcome to Earth. But look, this is something that we almost kid ourselves, because porn is Sports Illustrated swimsuit magazine. It's the girly Instagram posts. It's the gym girl Instagram posts. It's just about anything where the image induces brain chemicals to begin to arouse someone. And yes, we call it soft porn, but it's still porn. And now it's socially acceptable to a point now where people don't even worry about hardcore porn. It's not even talked about. Look, back in the day, you used to hide your porn under your your mattress, or you know, in somewhere in your bookshelf, or maybe in your trunk of your car. Now you walk around with it on your phone. You exchange pictures. You show each other videos. It's just accepted. Christian men in today's world, they say over 75% of Christian men struggle and are addicted to porn. Where do you think that leaves our 5 and 7 and 8 and 9-year-old boys and girls, to be honest? So if someone picked up your device, or a boy, your son or daughter picked up your device, your phone, and they went through it, would you be exposed to what you've looked at that's exposed? It's a good question. See, the effects that we first warned parents about regarding their boys, we overcompensate, I think, today. And we know that boys and men are addicted to pornography. But here's the deal. In today's world, porn is addictive and harmful to girls as much as it is boys. It is becoming more and more common to have a girl as early as middle school to sext boys, that's texting about sex, about how masculinity has to do with the size and their ability to perform and their body shape and their muscularity, and are they a virgin? This starts in middle school with girls. Girls tend to stumble onto porn, and the curiosity gets the best of them. And guess what? It quickly becomes addictive due to the fantasy nature of it. Rationality goes out the window, and reward and risk become their own mental romance novel. Boys get addicted to it for many reasons, but pure pleasure, dopamine, and control are the leaderboard for boys. But for girls, there's this element of romance, this element of the nature of curiosity. And will it really satisfy me? Is it what I really want? And pretty soon they're addicted. Porn simply destroys the nature of human relationships by making people objects. Look, there. Here's the deal. Porn is basically there to fulfill your wants. It's the most greedy, selfish, self-focused thing out there. You have sexual talk, perverse expectations, and pushing the envelope to more extreme sexual behaviors, and this becomes the norm. And now it becomes all about consumption and not connection. Porn wants more. And when it gets more, it wants even more. And in time, it wants even more, and then some more, and then some more. It's voracious. It's never satisfied. And when your teen becomes addicted to it, they crush their self-esteem. They no longer feel comfortable talking to the opposite sex. Look, to an enslaved brain, porn addiction becomes as basic a need as food, water, and air. Even all the while shutting down healthy behavior and sucking the life out of healthy relationships. I've noticed lately, the last couple years in the gym, there are teenage boys and there are teenage girls. And the teenage girls are very pretty. And the teenage boys don't talk to them. You might go, well, they just might feel uncomfortable. The reason why they don't talk to them is they don't realize that porn destroys your self-esteem. You no longer have the attitude where you want to go up and talk to them and start a conversation because deep inside your DNA, you're worried about comparison syndrome. Well, look, why do they want, why does porn out there, what does porn want? Simply put, just like yesterday's podcast, they want the consumer. They want to own the person who's viewing porn. Media and the powers that be want to own your kid. They want them addicted so that they can make money off of them and control them. The earlier, the better. Bottom line, porn, sexual content, movies, etc., they depict sex in a way where the human brain is rehearsing what sex is supposed to be, and their expectations become norms. It is not natural, and it is not healthy, and more importantly, it is not godly. Thus, they are creating a greater and greater hole, a larger void in their lives, in their minds, in their psyche, and in their spirits. Do you know what it takes to keep your kids from getting hooked on porn? Or what they should do after they're exposed to it? If you don't, you need to sign up for Protector, July 9th. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast. Until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.